Greetings, greetings, brothers and sisters, on this lovely hump day. So, we're still reading from Niggas to Gods, Volume 2, as you can see on the channel. Podcast, I hope I'm coming in loud and clear. Let's get into it. Do you believe in Jesus? I'm quiet. I ain't said nothing to nobody. I ain't did nothing to nobody. But still, everywhere and every place I go, people are constantly walking up to me, getting on my last nerve, and aggressively asking me, do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus? And it goes on for about 50 times. I mean, you can see it's a long paragraph. I'm not doing it 50 times, but you get the point. Damn, Negro, do you believe in yourself? Hell, you running up on me like some nut that done lost your mind. Back up off me. Look at yourself. You so obsessed and crazy. Your eyes are all bucked open. What the hell is wrong with you? Get a hold of yourself. You keep asking me if I believe in Jesus, but damn, do you believe in having some sense in your head? Back your fanatical behind up off me and sit down somewhere before you make me forget that I'm trying to be a righteous young man. I'm trying to love you and unify with you for the better sake of the whole for our people. But let me tell you something. You're going to have to get a grip on yourself. I love you as a brother and all that, but hell, don't be stepping up on me like that. Don't you know you look crazy? Don't you know you look like some religious fanatical nut? Is that what you want to look like? Oh, I can hear you talking now. That's right. I'm a fanatic for Jesus. Look, don't disgrace Jesus' name like that. Jesus wouldn't even claim you, acting all silly, fanatical, and insane. Jesus wouldn't claim you. The black man's whole mission and teaching is supposed to make you of a sane mind. So don't be trying to put your craziness on him. Can you imagine Jesus frantically running up on people talking about, do you believe in me? Do you believe in me? Do you believe in me? No. That black man is of a sane mind and is not an insecure individual. But what the hell is your problem? Can you imagine the apostles of Jesus fanatically running up on people talking about, do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus? No, you can't imagine that. So what in the hell is wrong with you? Back up, talking about some, do you believe in Jesus? Negro, do you believe in yourself? I said, do you believe in yourself? The whole mission of Jesus is to get you to believe in the divinity of yourself. Oh, you don't know what that means? So just listen. Listen. The whole mission of Jesus is to teach you to believe in the goodness of your heavenly Father. And if he is your Father, you are therefore his son or daughter. Therefore, his goodness is also in you. Therefore, Jesus is teaching you to believe in the goodness of yourself, that you may begin to live your life by the goodness or godness that is within your silly self. These oppressors have done some serious damage to our brains, and we have got some serious work to do in overcoming our head trauma. It's like we can't even think anymore. We can't even think. It's really sad. Oh, I can hear you talking again, saying, we'll see the man of man is of the flesh, and see, when we rely on the thinking of man, and that's when we go wrong. See, we must not rely on our own thinking. See, we must rely on the word of God. See, I am just a man. See, I was born a sinner. I was born in sin. I am nothing. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus' name. What the hell is that talking about some, I am nothing? Hell, you something, all right. You was a fool for letting somebody teach you that you are nothing. If you ain't nothing but a no good sinner sitting around waiting to die so you can fly up to the sky, then what the hell you waiting on? If you believe that, then why haven't you just slid your wrists already so that you can go fly on the glory? Why? Why? Because you know in your heart that you talking some damn foolishness. You don't believe in that mess. Talking about you don't lean on your own understanding, you lean on the word of God. Please, don't disrespect the all-wise God like that, trying to make people think that as big a fool that you acting, it is because you're leaning on the word of God. Don't you blame the madness on God. You good. And well, that you ain't relying on your own thinking, nor relying on the thinking of God. There's no thought processing going on at all. God is wise, not a fool. God is not a fool. So why are you? But the Bible say, shut up. You don't know what your Bible is talking about. All you know is how to be a damn slave to your white man, looking all dreamy eyed at that picture of that white Jesus that he gave you. So you just be quiet. You are not in any healthy mental state to speak. You need help, beloved. You run around trying to believe in everything and everybody, but your black self. Just a poor mentality of dead and slave. And it's really a shame, too. You know, I really love you, too. But it's hard loving people when they're kind of crazy, you know? It's hard. I'm not telling you these things to make you mad and upset. I just want to make you aware of how you're acting so that you might get yourself together. A true friend will tell you about yourself, that you might have the chance to correct yourself. Okay? So, do I believe in Jesus? Now, to answer your question, beloved brother and sister, I believe in all the divine spiritual teachers, because I believe in the good that sent them all forth unto us. But I also believe that they had good sense in their head, and I believe that we all should act alike, that we should all act like we have got some good sense in our head too. Okay? So please don't walk up on me or anybody else like that again. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you taking out the time to listen. Alright, that was excellent. Basically, that goes on saying that religion can can be taken out of context by someone that can pretty much is a wolf in sheep's clothing. They get in front of good-hearted people and they taint their vision. Happens a lot in history. In fact, I'm willing to believe that's how slavery started, because they read a passage out of the Bible not realizing it's plenty of passages. If you read them and take them out of context, you can fly around the world 7 times if you take things out of context and put your full belief in it. But I really like this poem. I think it's kind of a wake-up call to a lot of religious zealots, because a lot of times when they're in the church, they get put this facade that like, oh, well, I'm better than them, and in reality, if you need that Catholicism, that Christianity, that baptism, that Muslim, whatever, if you need that religion to help you get your life right and on track, more power to you. But everybody don't need that. We're not all alike, and it's about time that we start acting like we know that. You know what I'm saying? If somebody else don't believe in God, or they believe in God in this way, you got to accept that. Stop trying to preach your values and your morals on other people. And that's all I got to say about that. Thank y'all once again, the channel. Appreciate everybody that's coming up and subscribing. The podcast, I appreciate all the love being shown once again, and we're gonna keep doing it. So peace, love, and y'all stay up.